B-Pod Studios.
Roy, say it's a rap party podcast, like you always do.
Okay, we're not rolling, right? Because I really don't want to do this. Oh, wait, no? I'm just kidding. It's a rap party podcast.
Rap party podcast.
Rap party podcast.
And Loren, I feel like something was different today with you.
Which was?
You didn't have as much Jackson around you as you normally have.
Oh, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. No, we had a whole meltdown here yesterday during my 11:30 Zoom meeting yesterday where Dallas couldn't. It was crazy. He came down to ask me if I needed help, and then I gave him the baby, and he came back, and he's like, "You threw up everywhere. Can you hold him for a second?" And I had my pumps in, and I was trying to prepare, and I said, "Okay, I'll hold, you know, let me hold him for a second." And I'm holding him so awkwardly, like I don't even have a good grip on him. And I think I'm holding him for 2 minutes, and Dallas never comes back. And I'm like, "What the hell are you doing?" So I go into the bedroom, and he's folding clothes and watching TV.
Oh, so this is so funny. Just stop right there if you could for a minute. Because normally we have things to talk about on the rap party, and sometimes we'll just riff. And this is like one of those days. It's like we're on vacation next week, and we're just going to riff and talk about whatever's going on. And I literally thought your answer could have been was, "No, you know what? He ate and slept really well this morning." I swear to God, I had no idea about the backstory. And damn it, that's why I fucking love just doing what we do. Sorry for the swearing, people.
No, it's okay. So anyway, I was like, you came and asked me if I needed help. So at that point, I just got flustered. And I was like, you know what? I'll just call my mom to come and help me in the mornings. So she's here today. She's got Jackson.
How long is Mama staying for?
I don't know. I guess until she goes back to work. But her job is like kind of in limbo right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. So she's helping you. Because I remember with Cash, she had to go back to work pretty quick. So that's nice that she's there for you.
Yeah, she was only here for like, I think, 2 or 3 weeks with Cash. Mm-hmm. And she was here for the first 2 weeks with Jackson. Then she went home for a couple weeks, and she's been back for a while. So, I mean, as of right now, thankfully, she's here indefinitely.
Yeah, we have to go back to the Dallas thing because Amanda gets home from work at like 5 o'clock. I pick up the kids from the nanny at about 3:30 after I'm done with my day activities, which includes taking a nap and eating lunch. And then when we come home, when Amanda comes home, it's go time. You know what I mean? It's like we need to get dinner going. You know, the kids need to start getting ready for showers and baths, stuff like that. So she goes, "Babe, will you do me a favor and get Ruby some milk?" And I go, "Yep, I'm just folding this laundry. I'll get Ruby milk here in a second." And she goes, "Forget it. I'll do it." And I was like, "Well, do you want me to stop folding the laundry? Because what's going to happen, Loren and Amanda, if I stop folding the laundry, I'm going to forget. If I stop folding the laundry and go to get the milk, I will not go back to do the laundry because I'm on a new task. I'll get the milk, and then Dean will say, 'I want juice.'"
Are you stupid?
Dull. Because here's the thing. If
I would say I'm
dull. Wait for you to do it, we might as well do it ourselves, which is why she says, "Never mind, I'll just get it."
Roy, you don't know because you're not around for the two kids and a wife who just 100%. Came home, and it's crazy.
100%. I totally agree. I don't have as hectic of a thing. I just know.
Well, why can we multitask and you can't?
I just know what Sterling expects of me for certain things, and I deliver.
Yeah.
Just as the same as I will expect him for certain things, and he delivers.
What was your question, Ren?
I said, why can we multitask and you guys can't?
We can multitask. We could watch a sporting event and also talk to our friends and drink and text and mm-hmm. and read
selective multitasking
and read social media. But when it comes to tasks, it's like, because I don't want to do it. That's why I don't want to fold laundry. So you know what? I'm not going to remember to immediately fold laundry. Now, if I was watching a sports game, we hit on something here, y'all. If I was watching a sports game and Amanda said, "Can you get Ruby milk?" I would get up, I would get the milk, and I would go right back to the sports game because that's what I want to do. So it'd be in the front of my brain.
Get to see it.
Mm. You get it, Roy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. It makes you so mad?
Yeah, I want you to reciprocate, not you specifically, just in general, somebody. I want you to reciprocate the same respect that I have for you, because when you ask me for something, I stop what I'm doing and I do what you want, and then I come back to what I'm doing.
You would automatically do it what Dal wants?
If it was about the kids and I knew it needed to be done like right that second, like he needed my help with something,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, how did he forget about the kid thing?
I don't know. He has. Well, the laundry needed to be folded, and I can't do this and my job and laundry and both. I was like, leave the laundry. I can do that later.
He went for the easier one, and I get it. I would probably do that too.
Yeah, I like that. I like that move too, though. It's like, I can't do my job. I can't do this. I can't do all that. When you have that breaking point, and you're like, it's too much.
Yeah. Well, sometimes so like, overwhelmed. So like, I'm never home in the morning to get the kids ready. Amanda does that every morning, Monday through Friday, right? Mm-hmm. She gets the kids ready. She feeds them.
And she just yelled at you somewhere about that. She's like, I gotta go. I'm already late.
Right. So I pick the kids up and I have them for 2 hours by myself where I entertain them in the afternoon before she gets home from work, right? Then when she gets home from work, I might be a little Dean and Ruby'd out and she'll go, do you want to do dishes or do you want to do the kids? And I'll go, babe, I've been with them for the last 2 hours. Why don't you do them? You haven't really seen them. And she goes, but don't forget, I had 2 hours this morning with them, or an hour and a half this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And really what I want to do is have the silence of doing the dishes. I'll turn on the Alexa. I'll listen to like our podcast, or I'll listen to music. And I'll just be alone, mm-hmm. which is nice.
Which your wife probably wants that too, because she had to deal with the kids, then go to work.
Right.
And
so
you.
Dal might have just wanted to do the laundry because he was probably in the room by himself, TV on, and he was just having a little alone time.
But did you forget the fact that you had puke on you, handed the baby to me, changed your shirt, and then you went, squirrel?
I think it's a combination of doing that and also being like, I'm not going to go step on a hornet's nest. It sounds like she's got things under control. I'll do the laundry and then I'll get back with her. And then you found him.
I know, but I was literally like a stalker. Holding the baby in the most awkward position ever because I had my pumps in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I grabbed the baby from him, I only thought I would have him for like a minute or two. So I didn't grab him in like a good position.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, where the hell did he go?
That's how I felt about you today, because at one point I was talking about my wife's 2-piece bikini and I needed you from the beginning. And I looked at the camera and you weren't there. And then you came back with all your pump stuff.
But I came back.
No, you did
come back.
You did. It would have been cool if you didn't. Jackson's with your mom. Is he going to be doing that then for the next couple days or what?
Yeah, I think so. Like whenever I have, you know, just stuff going on, I think I'm going to have her come in and help. Cause the problem is that I could hand Jackson to Elena for like a couple minutes, but I can't overwork Elena. Like she can only work so many hours in a day, in a week.
Right.
So,
just make sure. Oh, dead serious. Roy's not going to be in on Thursday and Friday. And I'm going to need you. So make sure Dana is available. I can't have you disappear. I will die and I'll be in my boss's office.
I know.
And he'll go, why are you the only one talking? Well, let me tell you something, Quagmire. It's because your friend Loren disappeared.
And let me tell you, when I say I am gone next week, I am gone.
Off the grid.
I have told all my clients, including AJ and the other party on that case, I said, next week, I'm gone. So if there's an extension, it's got to be 2 weeks because I'm gone for a week. I am shutting down.
Shutting down, shutting off. I am too. I mean, I'm out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Amanda's going to Atlanta for work Tuesday and Wednesday. And
I've never needed a break more in my life. I feel like, you know, Sterling said, he goes, wasn't it March yesterday? And I'm like, no, it wasn't yesterday.
No.
Not to me. I was like, this has been painful. And mind consuming. I guess Sterling's point of view is that it's shocking that it's already August. And it is true. I understand the
July seemed pretty long, though, didn't it?
Well, I understand the thinking of when you got into the coronavirus, you're like, it's going to be like a month or two. And then now it's August. I get that. But, it's been so painful.
But we need that. I feel like we've talked about this before. As humans, we would have freaked out in March if you said, Loren's not going to be back in the studio till September.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, no. She'll have the baby and she'll be back in July after maternity leave. You know what I mean? Like, but Corona is way worse than we thought it would have been.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And now I'm really thinking that it'll be a year before life is back to normal.
Hey, meanwhile, our office is already back to normal. People coming in here, chit-chatting, coming on in.
Somewhat. The sales staff came back a little bit today.
I'm so disappointed that they are bringing the staff back.
Until someone gets sick, it'll go back.
Oh, well, nobody gets sick.
I know, because that sucks.
I hope
it has to
get sick too.
But it has to get to that point.
And then
that
pushes you off again, Loren. I want you in here in our studio so bad. I hate it. All of our competition, everybody's all together. It's no big deal.
Oh, they don't care.
Well, even people in our building, everybody's back.
They don't care.
Well, no, they are six feet apart.
We can't be.
Yeah.
I know. But to be fair, the soonest I would have been back in the studio would have been August or September anyway.
That's the reason
I came back 6 weeks early is because I could do this from home. You know?
Yeah. Last time Lorraine tried to work from home during maternity leave, other employees got upset and they're like, well, if she's doing it, then I want to do it.
Came an HR thing.
Became a whole HR thing.
Now it's not because everybody's working from home.
And I remember. How many years? 4 years? 3 years ago was that?
Four years ago.
I was like, "What's the big deal?" They let every female when they're on maternity leave work from home. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
I tried to come back early.
Like, what's the big deal in that? Like, everyone's like, "Well, it's an HR issue. We can't do it." I'm like, just let the woman do what they want.
Yeah, let the talent work from home if they want.
Yeah,
right.
Who cares?
And by the way, I'm sorry. It's a little now. It's not, but at the time, it was a little different because. The people that wanted to stay at home worked like different hours than morning show.
Right.
And it's it's not as easy for you to do it from home as it is us because we're here to run the controls and stuff.
Mm-hmm. We do a big talk show. Yeah. Kanye's tweeting this morning, Lorraine, 35 minutes ago. He said, I cried at the thought of aborting my firstborn and everyone was so concerned about me. I'm concerned for the world that feels you shouldn't cry about this subject. There is a tactic of 4 D's, distract, dismiss, discredit, to destroy. I'm quite all right. Take a second and think about what is being projected here.
Mm. He's got my vote.
Like, what's going on with him?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
By the way,
I don't know that Kim and Kanye are going to make it through this, but.
This is a tough little thing.
Who did we say we would be super upset about if they, Fly Ty and Jacinda. We were talking about that off the air. There are friends that work over at V101.9, and they do the Hornets in arena announcing.
Uh-huh.
And it's like they are the just love goals, couple goals.
Yeah.
You know? And if they ever broke up, I'd be like, oh, there's no hope. But Kanye and Kim, eh.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of feel bad for both of them, quite honestly. It's got to be so.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So hard to love somebody like that, you know, can't help but to put certain things out there when they're going through that like mental state. And then on his side, he feels like he's being abandoned too. So it's like, I don't know. I just, on a human level, I feel bad for both of them.
Yeah, I know. I think I have Kim and Kanye on my Kardashian breakup list. Remember we started that a long time ago?
Yeah, mm-hmm. God, years ago.
Years ago. And somebody already won.
Yeah, I think it was me.
Kylie and Travis.
I think it was me, yep.
Yeah. Hey, before we get out of here, just one more thing talking about celebrities. Did you see Post Malone? He came out and said that he sees UFOs. And I guess
he looks like a guy that would see a UFO.
I guess, Roy, you're absolutely right.
He for sure saw one.
Yeah, I guess no one questions the fact that you think you saw a UFO post. But what's funny about it is, did you guys see that the Pentagon like declassified some things and they admitted that they recovered some vehicles that are not of this world? And
no.
Oh, yeah.
Guess.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I saw where they have video footage and contact with unidentified flying objects. However, from the report that I made, and I know they're about to release a new batch soon, which is maybe what you're talking about. But the batch that was released, it was kind of like, listen, we don't know if it's alien. We don't know what it is. It could be a weird drone, could be something else. Like,
yeah.
It was that kind of thing.
Well, Post sat down with Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan podcast, and this is his quote. He goes, yeah, I've seen one. I was probably 16. I was in upstate New York, and I would just stay there. Let me precursor this by saying my aunt and uncle were very strict. We had to go to bed at a very strict deadline, probably 10 p. And I looked out the window with my cousin, and it's just a light that stays there. Then it just fucking went off. You can't explain it.
I mean... I'm pretty sure Post smokes a lot of shit, so I don't know how much clout that holds for me, but he does make a really great rosé.
Right.
And good music. And good music. Yes.
All
right.
Do you guys believe that there's... I know that you're trying to wrap up. Do you believe the aliens have come here and that's we've actually got their ships? We've seen their ships and whatnot?
I have a neighbor that strictly that really legit believes they're here and that they're humans.
Oh, like right now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
like
deep.
Straight up Men in Black.
Yeah, that like they're actually walking amongst us.
I don't think that, but I think it is naive to think that we're the only ones in the universe.
Why would they be just walking among us and pretending to be us?
The idea is that they landed here millions of years ago and they've just integrated themselves into us.
That's like the mandolin effect. Have you guys looked into that?
The Mandalorian?
No, the mandolin. So it's that at some point our timeline went to an alternate universe timeline. And so like there's instances to where you remember one thing, but that's not actually what you remember.
Hmm.
Like the Fruit of Looms logo. Is it a bunch of fruit coming out of a basket?
No.
It's not?
No.
But a lot of people remember otherwise.
Yeah, it's just fruit.
Right. There's like a bunch
of
different...
Give me another one.
You all right? Hang on. Let me type it up. It's pretty cool. There's one. Oh, how about this? We are the champions.
Mm-hmm.
How's it end? Sing it.
We are the champions. Mm. No one can use us because we are the champions.
Of the world.
Nope. It doesn't end that way.
It doesn't say of the world.
It doesn't end that way.
There's people that believe that.
What does it say?
It just ends like that, right, Roy Boy? Doesn't it just go, we are the champions?
But there's people who swear that the original album cut had of the world.
Nope.
What is that, just inside the song?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Does it not exist at all?
No, it does. Okay. It does.
He
says
it. He did it a few times live.
Yeah.
The Mandela effect is what it's called. Okay. How about, this is actually fun. A lot of people...
This would be good for you to bring to us in another when you're back on the air and we have nothing to do on Monday next
week.
Do you
want to do it right here for fun?
Well, yeah, do it for fun now, but don't forget. Like, save it and bring it back for the air next Monday.
How do you spell Looney Tunes?
The way the cartoon does it, L-O-O-N-E. T-U-N-E-S.
T-U-N-E-S. People swear that was T-O-O-N-S.
What does it mean that I'm getting all these right?
You probably are still in the right dimension.
Oh.
How about Curious George?
Yes.
Tail or no tail?
No tail.
Okay, you're in the right dimension.
I'm not. I would have said tail.
Well, you answer some.
Okay. Is it Sex and the City or Sex and the City?
Loren, you got to know that.
Sex and the City.
Nope.
It's Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Febreze, is it two E's or one E?
Two.
I think it's two.
No, but there's people who vividly remember, and I'm looking at a bottle right now in front of me, and it looks like I'm like, I've seen this bottle.
Is it two Z's?
No, it's one E.
Huh?
It's one E. Is it, let's see here. Fruit Loops. Can you imagine the Kellogg's box of Fruit Loops?
Yes. Bless you.
On the box, is it how do they spell fruit?
Is it F R O O?
They spell it as F R O O, but people swear it's F R U I T.
Yeah. There's this
How about Monopoly Man?
What about him?
Does he have a monocle or not?
Monopoly Man.
He has a mustache, right?
He has a mustache. Does he have the little one eyepiece or not?
I believe the Monopoly Man does have a monocle.
I'm going to say no, just because I remember him having a monocle, and now I think I'm wrong on everything.
He does not have a monocle. Mm. But people swear they've seen him with a monocle.
Well, I remember specifically on Ace Ventura Pet Detective 2, he knocks out the guy that looks like the Monopoly Man, and he was wearing a monocle, and he wore him around the party. He wore him over his shoulder. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
So, yeah, it's weird stuff. It's
there's that other one, too, that we need to find. Howard did it years ago with Gary as producer, and it's like words that you see... and you know how they're spelt, mm-hmm. but you pronounce them wrong because they did a couple of them. And then Gary saw machine, but he pronounced it McKine.
McKine. That is pretty good.
And they still play the clip every once in a while when he screws up. He goes, McKine.
I don't ever believe that we are in a simulation Because I know sometimes Sterling and some other people believe that. But you want to talk about something that shocked me was that Mandela effect.
Yeah, that's cool. Save that. We'll play that when you come back. I mean, listen, I've seen a ghost in my lifetime, but I've never seen a UFO. You know?
I so want to see. I've had some paranormal experiences when I was younger, but I was young.
I love people.
What I believe more in, if I believe more in aliens or ghosts.
They're right about it the same for you?
I don't know. I think maybe I believe more in aliens. I don't know. But I contradict myself.
I'm so certain that there is other forms of life that I'm confident in aliens.
I am confident, but I don't think I've seen one.
Right. Maybe so. But ghosts, I struggle.
See, ghosts to me is just energy. And sometimes you can see the energy.
Could be.
That's what I feel.
Maybe.
But specific people?
So, I've shared the story about my cousin's old house in upstate New York. I won't bore you with the details, but it was an old house built in the early 1800s. And I specifically saw, like, a ghost figure go through the wall. And so did my cousin's wife. And she called him, and she's like, someone's in the house. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what was weird? It was like a projection. It was like an energy. It was almost like history was, like, playing back itself or something weird like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. And maybe I didn't see it. Maybe because she said she saw it, we both thought we saw it, and then my mind started playing tricks with it, but...
Yeah, the weirdest thing I went with... You remember the show, TV show Taps?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They came to Radford up near my... And they contacted the radio station because they were also doing some stupid where you paid for autographs or something, and they wanted to promote it on the radio. Well, part of it, they said, hey, you as a radio talent could come and be part of a taping. Mm-hmm. Not like on camera, but like... Because they film a whole week at a location. And they're like, well, one of the nights you can come and join like one of the groups that are not being filmed. And the weirdest thing that happened that night was I had a flashlight down and the flashlight started vibrating and fell to the floor.
Mm.
Which I'm like, but what if something turned on?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Thinking that there's a scientific explanation for it.
Right. Like, yeah. I want to like have a full-on ghost experience. That's why whenever we do our ghost stuff, I tell the ghost to throw me down a flight of stairs and haunt me.
Let me know.
Please, like, come home with me.
But then you think about it, you're like, maybe that whole Men in Black thing's not as weird. Maybe the newspaper does have all the details about the ghosts that are around here. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be surprised at, you know what, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised at anything. Before the pandemic, I thought for sure we would have had a surefire way of stopping some crazy disease in 2020 from stopping the world, and we haven't done it. So,
yeah,
you know, it's like everything you think doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
True.
Trippy.
All right, well, we're done. Goodbye.
Wait, why are we done? I wanted to be done before. And
okay, you want to keep talking?
Well, let's ask if Loren's done.
Loren, are you done?
I'm done.
I can tell she's done. I can read a room.
1 foot out the door. All right, I'll see you next week on Thursday, Loren.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.